Hello, respected viewers. This is about Baroness Michelle Moan, the now disgraced Conservative peeress. But you've got to respect anyone who is put into the House of Lords for services to lingerie. Surely the first person to be so honoured. I must say, I'm an aficionado of her products. Not that I've ever sported them myself. I don't think that's quite my look. It may disappoint you that I'm not a transvestite. I'm going to break a lot of hearts there with that statement. But anyway, back to her. So she profited to the tune of millions of pounds from personal protective equipment, PPE, that was purchased by the NHS, the National Health Service, during coronavirus. Methinks this was only in England, not the rest of the United Kingdom. She hails from Glasgow, incidentally, where she was born in 1981 into a working-class family. Glasgow, back then, was a rock-solid Labour city. I know it's mostly SNP these days, but that was really unimaginable. The Conservatives lost their last constituency in Glasgow in 1983 when the redoubtable Teddy Taylor was booted out by the socialists up there. Anyway, so she left school in her teens. I don't think she pursued higher education. Just went into business and made a lot of money. She was in marketing for this beer company, Labatt, and she was very able. But anyway, she was let go when the company was almost folding, and then she founded her own business, and she really thrived for that. So the Ultimo bra range, and she's never looked back. So she's a very, very wealthy lady, and she was a Labour supporter under Tony Blair, when it was very fashionable, and likewise under Gordon Brown, and they held her up as sort of an icon of entrepreneurialism and the sort of person that Labour was appealing to, aspirational people. But then when tax became too high for her taste, she turned over to the Conservative and Unionist Party. Admittedly, that's when Labour was in the doldrums in 2009, is when she turned her coat. So she was ennobled, she appealed to the sort of people who didn't usually vote Conservative, saying you can come from Glasgow, you can be a working class person originally, you know, self-made multimillionaire-ess. So that was the Conservatives reaching out. So she wasn't even very well known till this scandal broke in 2020. Some of the PPE was said to be not fit for purpose. Is over 122 million pounds was spent. And then there were all sorts of newspaper articles published about this. And then she lied to her solicitors, who sent these menacing letters to The Guardian and other publications. She lied through her thong, saying she had no connection with this whatsoever, and no, she wasn't going to profit from it. And patently, she is going to profit to the tune of at least several million pounds. Maybe not her personally. It's been put into a trust of which her children will be the beneficiary. So certainly her family has enriched itself through this. And she's gone on television saying, well, you know, deceiving the press is not it's not a crime. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Nobody ever suggested that it was. This is a straw man argument. She is refuting someone that a statement that no one's ever made. Nobody ever said that it is against the criminal law to lie to the press. Now, you're not going to believe this, but someone already has lied to the press, like once in history. Okay, people lie to the media all the time, particularly politicians. So that's not really much of a defense. And she wouldn't talk about it in the House a lot, saying, well, I've already released statements to the press. So she was threatening these publications to cease and desist. But now, of course, what they said is true. So that's really wrecked her credibility. And now she's come up with a pathetic excuse. She did this to defend her family's privacy. Well, you don't get much privacy if you become a peeress. You could choose not to. If you become that rich and accept these fat government contracts, of course, there's a suspicion that the contract went to her because she's a Conservative, and not because it was good value for money. Of course, that could be wrong. A lot of rush decisions were made in COVID. We didn't really know what we're dealing with, and all that kind of thing. Anyway, so now there's an investigation into it. Is there some corruption investigation? So obviously can't prejudge the outcome for that. And she's been subject to a complaint by a Labour peer, Lord Fuchs, in the House of Lords, saying that she breached standards. So she's been extensively investigated by the police for about a year and a half. She's got homes in the Isle of Man, in London, and indeed elsewhere. She's also a multi-millionaire-ess. So we shall see. people saying that, you know, her peerage should be degraded. Will she be booted out of the Conservative and Unionist Party? I mean, she could have simply declined to answer the questions and protected her family's privacy that way. It was a really low blow to do that. She's always perfectly coiffed. She's got her own brand of fake tan, in which she clearly indulges quite a bit. And really well-styled styled hair. Her skin has obviously had every treatment known to humanity. She's 52, but she could pass for 32. And it looks like she's had work done. So she's obviously been under the knife a bit, had filler in her lips. This is not a criticism. It's a neutral observation. I think maybe a little overmuch. But there she is, someone who clearly likes to be admired for her looks. So it's quite a superficial person. We shall see. But a lot of people say she personifies so much of what has gone wrong with the Conservative government, the like insider dealing, not in the technical financial sense, but the cronyism would be a better word, and just being so profligate with public money. All right, sometimes you have to spend a lot of public money, but you should make sure the things that you purchase are fit for purpose. And some of this was unusable. They tried to utilize it to protect staff who to prevent them coming into contact with coronavirus, and it was rather ineffectual. So this is obviously deeply opprobrious, and she should have to get back some of the money. The state might try and claw back some money from it, from what was spent to her. There was clearly some unjust enrichment. She's been in the House of Lords since 2015. So she was lying for 3 years. It's only last year she finally fessed up and people got the truth out of her. So, anything else, you know, her credibility is shot. Why would we believe her when she lied and lied and lied about the material facts in this case? And obviously not going to help her. I mean, she's not been charged with anything. She could yet be charged with something. These matters are not sub judice, to show that she is willing to lie in quite a serious way, you know, not just orally, but also on paper and on multiple occasions about the same thing. And this is no trifling matter. This is hundreds of millions of pounds of taxpayers' money was spent. It's not a sixpenny matter what she was lying about. So sometimes, you know, the truth actually counts. So there we go. So if she's found to have done something illegal, will she definitely be kicked out of the Conservative Party? Will she be kicked out of the House of Lords? So far as I know, that's never happened. I mean, Lord Taylor of wherever it was, that Conservative peer, he was sent to prison for abusing the expenses things. I'm not sure he's actually had his peerage degraded like Lord Archer of Weston, Super Mayor, and so on. They just don't show their face in the House of Lords again, but we shall see. But then again, you might say the House of Lords is kind of for everyone in a way, and people with controversial views are good there. We don't have enough of them. Even people have been in prison because they're part of a segment of society as well. So there she is. And, you know, you get £300 a day for turning up to the House of Lords. If you leave after 1 minute, it's £300. If you stay for 12 hours, it's £300. You don't need a House of Lords work, which not going there, you don't get a brass farthing. One of my favorite expressions. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you are subscribed on Patreon to see thousands of articles and videos behind the paywall. Furthermore, tarry not in making an enormous donation on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Come on, is Yuletide coming up? Dig deep, okay? Because what people normally do is, metaphorically speaking, they put their hand in the wallet, they take out £2 or £3, and they give them what's left, you know, a few coppers. But yeah, give till it hurts. Hurts you, that is, not me. All right, goodbye, good night.